One West Belfast woman, Eleanor Mulligan, claims to have been on the waiting list for 8 years. She's apparently, and quite obviously, I suppose, fed up and is bringing a potentially historic test case against the Northern Ireland Housing Executive over their scheme for allocating houses. So I want to speak to Sean Brady from the Participation and Practice of Rights, who's been helping Eleanor with her case. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Sean, 8 years. It sounds to me like as if there's a possibility that Ms. Mulligan is very fussy.
Well, it's been 8 years without a single offer of accommodation in West Belfast, so she hasn't got much to fuss about.
So not any form of offer at all in relation to housing?
Any offers that she would have been made would have been multi-offers, which are sent out to a wide range of people, and she has said yes to all of them, but not had enough points. So the problem is, without the points, there's no potential of a home in West Belfast. She's been told that time and again.
And it is West Belfast that she's insisting on living in?
It's not really a matter of insistence. Her kids go to school in West Belfast. Her GP surgery is in West Belfast. She's widened her areas of choice under the advice of the Housing Executive numerous times, changed areas of choice under the advice of the Housing Executive numerous times, and despite all of that, she's been made no offers of accommodation, which is why she's got to the stage now of taking a judicial review that's been granted leave to be heard in court.
In the meantime, where has she been living?
She'd been living on the fourth floor of what was supposed to be a temporary accommodation granted to her 8 years ago. Her two children, boy and a girl, are now teenagers, still sharing a room in the damp and sort of a property that's been plagued by disrepair and damp for the last 8 years. Before that, she went through a range of hostels, private accommodation, costly accommodation that was unable to afford and keep. So she went through the mill of it, of all of that, before being offered this accommodation. And she's been in there, taking that as the only offer that was made to her at that time, and has been there since in what the Housing Executive have considered temporary for the last 8 years.
And when you go to, for example, visit her or meet her in that apartment, does it look pretty forlorn?
We've been up a few times. Also, the Housing Association who run the accommodation, Choice, have been there a few times and made repairs on every occasion, which tend to not repair the problem. So the situation is dire. The stuff that the family have had to go through is replicated across West Belfast. Eleanor is one of 3,000 families in housing stress in the west of the city, and they completed 62 homes in the last 4 years.
How does she get to the position that she needs to be at? How does she qualify for these points? How does that work?
Well, the point system was set up to be an impartial way of administering housing here in 1971, after the turbulent times of the Civil Rights Movement and the political manipulation of housing. From that time until now, it's supposed to be administered on the basis of need. Points are awarded given dependent upon your circumstances. The problem in areas like West Belfast is that no matter how many points you have, there aren't enough homes. And what is going on is generally an underplaying of figures and a misrepresentation of people's situations, because to award Eleanor more points for her situation only puts her up close to the others who are top of the list with 200 points, 210 points, 250 points. It doesn't mean that she's guaranteed a home. It just means that they recognise formally that her need exists to a greater extent than they do at the minute. Now, that being said, Eleanor is already recognised by the government, by the Housing Executive, as statutorily homeless, in housing stress, suffering under a range of health and disrepair points sort of measures. So all of that is already considered and awarded. The Housing Authority agree that her situation is dire. The problem is that there are absolutely no resources going into West Belfast to deal with her situation.
So this is really putting it up to the NIHE to ensure that they build more houses in the area.
It is as simple as that, and the families, and Eleanor included, have identified all of the land, the money available within credit unions, within pension funds, and everywhere else. The Mona Bypass, large tract of land, Mackey's, large tract of land. There's land all over West Belfast that could be dealing with the problems that Eleanor, her family, and thousands of others like her face. The problem is political will and the Housing Executive sitting down and talking to the people who are experiencing a housing crisis.
But is
the
families
have written to the Chief Executive 4 weeks ago asking looking for a meeting to discuss developing solutions to the housing crisis and have yet to receive a response. It's being considered.
Now, you say political will, and gosh, this is the worst time of all for to try and change political will, the crisis that we're in at this present moment. But presuming that that's going to unravel, that's totally the wrong term, it's going to get itself out of the twist that it's in and eventually form a government. Is it not then down to money? Is money not the problem?
Money isn't the problem. The credit unions have offered tens of millions to put into housing. The Federation of Housing Associations have said that money is not the issue. They're the only people who build housing, and they're saying that money isn't the problem. The availability of land, and that is the housing executive saying that land is needed, and also the council saying that land can become available. That's a matter of politics. That is not a matter of resources.
And do you feel that it's politics, like old-fashioned politics, as in saying West Belfast's not going to have as much as other places, or is this replicated right across Northern Ireland, regardless of which persuasion or which flag you're under?
It's a mixture of both. There's definitely religious inequality in housing still. That's been noted 3 times in the last 10 years by the United Nations. That hasn't been addressed. No strategy exists to address it.
And even though the Northern Ireland Housing Executive say to us it would be inappropriate for them to comment at this stage, they would refute that.
They don't refute that the United Nations have intervened 3 times in the last 10 years. That would be impossible to refute. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on Housing, the chief human rights authority in the world on housing, 3 times that office has intervened to say that religious inequality in housing in the north needs to be tackled, and no strategy has been developed, and no one is tackling that problem. So that's one angle. The other angle is that we have a widespread housing crisis. 40,000 odd people right across the north on the housing waiting list for homes that are not being built, and a strategy to deliver only 1,500 a year, and even that's coming up short. That's not gonna put a dent in a housing crisis. What needs to happen is large-scale investment. And you look across the skyline of Belfast, you see cranes everywhere building things, building accommodation, building units of housing. They're not building social and affordable housing for that large bulk of people on the waiting list who can't get mortgages and who can't pay the extortionate rents in private accommodation.
Yes, but we're almost painting a picture here of the oppressed Catholics of West Belfast. It's not really like that. There are Protestant people from down at heel communities who need housing as well.
Absolutely. We work in Rathcoole, Taggart's Bay. We've worked to build the first 30 houses that were built in the Shankill in the last 20 years. Where need exists, it should be tackled, and that's the issue. However, not naming a problem that does exist and has existed for 40, 50 years is to ignore it completely and also to exacerbate it. So if religious inequality exists in housing in 2017, then that's something that our parties and our society should be mature enough to tackle head on, rather than avoid or to play off as a one-side, a 50-50 type situation.
What are you hoping to achieve?
Where need exists, it needs to be named and tackled. So if you need single glazed windows to stop pensioners freezing in Taggart's Bay, that's what you need from housing investment. If you need new homes on the Shankill, that's what you need. If you need flats opened in Rathcoole so that people on the waiting list who are being denied homes are given them, that's what you need. If you need new homes being built for families all over North and West Belfast where massive waiting lists exist that aren't getting a dent put in them, then that's what you need. And our society needs to be mature enough to do something about that, and our public housing authority needs to be at the front of that rather than hiding from the people who are in a housing crisis and not even offering to meet with them.
And what's the best you can expect from this legal approach?
Well, we certainly hope that the housing executive intervene in Eleanor's case in particular, and her 2 kids who, God knows, deserve homes. They deserve a home that suits them, that's suitable to their needs, that doesn't cause them health concerns and distress, and it doesn't leave them in this constant fight and battle for more points and all of that. So in Eleanor's case, I hope there's a solution, but more than that, I hope it opens up a wider conversation with the housing executive, come to the table with ourselves and with the political parties who support us already, 5 of them, cross-community representation from the Alliance, Greens, People Before Profit, Sinn Féin and the SDLP. I certainly hope the housing executive come to the table and have a discussion with people who are experiencing the housing crisis, the families we support, to develop a solution.
It's in the High Court on the 28th of April. It'll hardly be sorted out that day.
No, it'll be listed. It'll be up again after that. I'm not the legal expert. Paul Duffy's solicitors are the legal experts on this, and that's why Eleanor's gone to them. They'll be taking the case. They'll be making the representations. But win, lose or draw on the case, the crisis continues, and it'll only be solved when all the protagonists come to the table and agree on the solution.
Okay, Sean, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a million.
Sean Brady from the Participation and Practice of Rights, the PPR group, supporting Ms Mulligan in relation to this test case against the Northern Ireland Housing Executive. And as I say, the Housing Executive have told us it would be inappropriate for them to comment at this particular point in time.